Let's go ahead and go into your keys.
Well, it's Santa Claus and reindeer in football garb on top of all that, so very appropriate. But let's get to the three keys. Number one, contain the Bills' front four. We touched on it earlier. Three of their four starting offensive linemen have at least 9.5 sacks this year. The one that doesn't have that many, Kyle Williams, has 23 quarterback hurries, according to ProFootballFocus.com, and has 5 sacks. They're all threats against the run and the pass. They get upfield. It's pick your poison almost, because you might double one, but then the other's going to come free, especially with those defensive tackles, Kyle Williams and Marcell Dareus. So you've got to keep them in control, keep them out of the backfield. Number two, protect the football. We talked about earlier how their pressure forces takeaways on the back end. The Bills, they're fourth in the league in interceptions. They average 2.7 takeaways in their wins and 1.2 in their losses. So you've got to make sure you protect the football. Don't give them that window to make plays and turn and flip the game. You know, don't make any unforced errors against them. And number three, limit Buffalo's explosive plays, particularly the explosive passes. With C.J. Spiller out with a fractured collarbone the last few weeks, they haven't been able to get that explosion from the running game the way they'd like. So it's had to come from the passing game. And when the Bills get at least 3 gains of 25 yards in a game, they're 6-1. So you've got to make sure you keep their gains low. You want to keep them underneath. Don't let them get downfield. And, of course, Robert Woods and Sammy Watkins, at times this year, two receivers that are very dangerous at making big plays downfield.